Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Last weekend, 303 school children and 12 teachers at St Mary's School in Northwest Nigeria were kidnapped. And as shocking as that is, it's not the first time this kind of thing has happened in that part of the world. St Mary's is managed by the Sisters of Our Lady of Apostles. Their congressional leader is Donegal woman Sister Mary Barron. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So could you tell us a little bit about the school first?
Yes, our school in Papery, it's a school, St Mary's Nursery, Primary and Secondary School, which has been running since about 2004. It was really the brainchild of an SMA father from County Cork, Father Donal O'Cohan, who really wanted to bring education to accessible to the families in that region, and really worked hard to build the school through a lot of fundraising, and particularly connected to a group in Newry, with Rowan Hand very involved in that fundraising. And so that school, we were invited by the diocese to run the school. We were already there running a clinic, a maternity clinic, since the 1970s. And so that school started in 2004 and has gradually built up to becoming a full from nursery to secondary school.
Yeah, and
mixed boys and girls.
Yeah, and would they in the secondary school, are they all, it's all boarding, is it? Or is that extend to the primary school as well?
Yeah, I think this is hard for people in Ireland maybe to comprehend, but in some parts of the world where there is literally no access to quality education, primary boarding is a reality, and even nursery children are in boarding school. So that most of those children that are taken are actually from the nursery primary section of the school.
Oh my word. How many children then in total are there?
In the school?
Yeah.
About 700.
Oh my word. So it's
about 700. Not all are boarders. Some are day scholars as well from the surrounding village, but the majority, the vast majority, are boarders.
Yeah. And so the attack that happened, now, since it happened, as I understand it, 50 children have managed to escape. Is there any clue why they did this and what it is they want?
No, and maybe just to explain the escaping part, you know, because when the figures were released first of the numbers that had been kidnapped, we included all the children that were missing. Now, the staff knew that some of the children had jumped the wall and ran into the bush, and we were hoping and praying that some of them hadn't been captured. So that were the 50 that eventually made their way home the next day. That was how the 50 escaped the kidnappers. They were never actually with the kidnappers. They had escaped from the school, we think. As to why it happens, I think the reasons vary across Nigeria, I think, and I certainly am not competent to speculate on what the reasons were, and no demands have been made as yet.
How old would these children be?
I think from 5 to, you know, your secondary would be 17, 18, 19. The majority, as I said, only 14 are secondary children. The 239, I think, are from the primary section. So you're talking about from age 5, 6 to 11, 12.
Do you know what kind of efforts are being made to find the hostages at this point?
Well, President Tinubu is saying that all efforts are being made to track the children and to find them. Obviously, we wouldn't know the details of that. And we certainly hope that's true, and would be appealing to President Tinubu to make sure that that happens, and that, because, you know, a huge number of people, there's 265 people still missing, to track them, and that terrain cannot be that difficult. So we would be very hopeful that if all efforts are made, that they will be found soon.
And the children in the school now, who are still going to classes every day, I assume, they must be desperately worried as well and scared.
No, the school has been closed immediately. Oh. All the parents were sent for and the children were sent home. There's nobody left. Even the dispensary has closed. I mean, this is an absolutely horrific attack where people come armed on motorbikes, you know, maybe up to 100 motorbikes with armed men coming. It's an absolutely traumatic experience. So everything has been closed. As soon as it happened, the parents were all called, and the clinic has been closed. All the staff have left the area. Even our sisters have come out of that area at the moment.
My word. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. Hopefully there'll be a resolution to this, that those children and adults will be found. That was Sister Mary Barron there, Congressional Leader of the Sisters of Our Lady of Apostles.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.